League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That's all I need to know about you.
I'm Anna. That's Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you are an adult, or anyone for that matter, and you still wear shirts that have swear words on them, that is all I need to know about you. I mean, it is so not classy, unclassy, declassy. So I don't know what the right word is, but it's not.
It's trashy.
Trashy.
If it's unclassy, it's trashy.
It is trashy.
All right, so obviously the phrase was not one that you were a big fan of. Because if it was, then you would have been like, all right. Like,
no.
If it was about gangster rap
Listen,
or hanging out on bars or being part of a sorority.
If your shirt says rosé all day, get rid of it. Or wine
and
dine.
What did the shirt say? Let's just get to the heart of the matter that made you upset.
Well, it had a bad word.
Okay.
I got that part. The baddest word.
What was it about?
It was... It just,
referring to what?
It was a political shirt.
I knew it.
Bad word.
Vulgar. Vulgar and grabber. Right. But I knew it was going to be that for you.
And, you know, I'm a grown-up. Like, sure, I could see that, and I could kind of, like, roll my eyes and think to myself, that's all I need to know about you. Move on with my life.
Right.
But to my almost 11-year-old daughter, she can read. And, like, she sees that.
Right.
And she looks at me for my reaction.
And clearly, she would be upset by a political shirt as well because you've raised her to be that way.
No, it's a slight smirk because it's, how's mommy going to explain this to me?
She's waiting to see what happens, how the volcano really erupts.
Right, exactly. And I was very calm. I go, you know what, Hayden? We have to be nice and fair and kind and use kind words to each other. And like, meanwhile, I say it through gritted teeth. I'm like, some people are just different than me and you.
How many shirts do you own that have a swear on it? Now, be honest.
Zero.
You have none.
Wait, you have one?
I have a couple. Remember?
What?
And I told you, it's like a thing. So like, I bought them and thought to myself, I've got a crazy job. Like, I could do what I want. I'm not a real adult.
Listen.
I can do whatever I want. And then I told you, I never wear those shirts.
You should never.
I never wear a shirt
with a swear word on it. It is so trashy.
I've got your buddy Kid Rock's shirt, and it's got some swears
on it.
Well, you
want to
wear
what?
It anywhere.
You want to associate yourself with that? That's all I need to know about you.
If you are disappointed to find out that all tolls are now cashless because you've been saving all your change since the new year for your road trip, that's all I need to know about you.
I haven't seen one of those tolls where you throw the coins in a long time.
Yeah, remember when you used to drive through a toll before and you'd just be like, that's it, lawbreaker, and now... They just mail it to you.
They just mail you a bill.
That's it.
That's true.
That's the way they do it now.
I mean, we've had an Easy Pass for a billion years at this point.
Yeah,
who doesn't have Easy Pass
yet?
But
I don't do it all the time. So what do I need an Easy Pass for? It's just one more account I got to monitor. You forget about it, you know?
Oh, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I feel has become a part of my life.
Listen, I've got quarters, I've got dimes, I've got nickels.
Uh-huh.
They need somewhere to go.
Well, you're just going to throw them at the toll people? Just pelt them as you're driving by?
Now this just says that instead of 10 miles per hour to slow down and see whether or not I can make the basket, I can go through it at 40.
The GW is $16. Let me ask you a question. How many quarters are you going to throw?
It's like hitting somebody with a brick. All right? It's just half a roll. You just throw it in there.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. AJ, nothing but a number. Now, Raven, I believe that.
That's what you say when you're the young one, I guess.
100% I believe that. But when you fall in love, you fall in love. But.
Wait a minute. So you just gave it two disclaimers. You just rolled it back one time. I believe that. But when you fall in love, and now you're going to say but again.
But when my best friend told me that she was dating a guy that was 13 years younger than her, I was like, whoa, time out.
What's your problem with it?
It's Anna and Raven. And it's a double standard. It's a double standard on my part, and I'm 100% aware of that.
So, let me just clarify here. This is your friend, female friend,
who's dating a younger guy. Yes. She's been one of my best friends since we were in second grade. We grew up together. We had the same dreams. We wanted to get married. We wanted to have kids.
You married a guy who's your age.
Yeah.
She's unmarried, and she's dating this person.
Well, yeah, so, you know, she's turning 40 in a couple months. And when she first started dating him 2 years ago now.
Wow.
The problem
I had.
It's
a long time. That's a real relationship
then. Yeah, so here's the whole thing is that when she told me, I had a lot of concerns, not so much that he wasn't a nice guy or anything like that, but the time is 24. And all I kept thinking was, Tina, like, you want to get married and have kids. Like, you've already lived. You're a successful businesswoman on your own right. He still has his life to live. Like, is he going to want to have kids in the next couple of years? Because our clock is ticking.
He's that young giraffe that's come around to sire. All right? That's what's going on there, you know?
So, this past weekend was interesting because I thought maybe it was just a fling. And, you know, like, and, like,
but now,
do
24
your thing,
months
girl.
Later... You're having dinner with them, hanging out, and here you are, the older married couple, and you've got to deal with that dynamic.
And we've been a lot of situations where we're in group settings, but this was the first time that it was just the four of us sitting down to dinner.
How'd that go?
You start, like, rationalizing in your head, because then I say to my husband, Paul, I go, Paul, when we got married, he was 12 years old.
Good.
You know?
Good. That is the best way to handle it, right? That is the best way to handle it, instead of looking for the common ground that they have.
Well, because you start thinking about things like that. Like, he still, like, has his boys come over and party on Friday.
When you guys sat down and hung out for dinner, did you guys give him some Legos to keep him busy at the same time?
No, of course not.
Right?
But if it was a guy dating a younger girl, I wouldn't blink twice. But in my mind, all I kept thinking is, she's got to have babies. She wants to have babies. Like, he's not going to be ready.
No, but why wouldn't you think twice about it if it was a guy dating a younger woman?
Because
you've seen it so many times. You'd ridicule it in private, but you would
ridicule it in private. I think it's totally normal.
So then
normal.
Why are you worried about this with your friend?
Here's the thing. After having dinner with them, I was like,
did you say to yourself, he's a mature 24-year-old? Did you say he's 24 and a half?
Well, he's 20. He's almost 27 now. He's almost, he's
right.
26
He's 26 and,
six and
three quarters. Is that what you told yourselves, right?
No, she's the happiest I've ever seen her. And I've never seen her this happy. And I love her and I want her to be happy. And this is the guy. Then this is the guy.
So you try and be mature about it.
Yeah. But my question I have for you is 1-800-330-9999. Who has the biggest age gap with their partner? And what was the most interesting thing about it? I'll be honest, I had my doubts. One of my best friends, who is going to be turning 40 this year, just like me, told me that she was dating a guy that was 13 years younger than her. I was like, wait a minute. Like, I have
if he comes over for dinner, do you guys have to burp him?
Well,
oh, that's nice.
My bigger concern was, like, she wants to get married. She wants to have kids. And, like, not for nothing, the clock is ticking for us. It is what it is.
He asks where the bathroom is in your house when he's over for the double date. You go, do you have to go poopies?
Such a double standard, because if it was an older guy dating a younger girl, I wouldn't think twice about it.
Which is strange to me, because so many women would.
Oh. 1-800-330-9999. I love that she's happy, but our question is, what is the biggest age gap between you and your significant other? That's 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven. Double standard. I'm calling myself out on it.
You're an ageist. That's what you're doing right here.
It's
you're an ageist.
No, but it's really in our best interest. Good morning, I'm Anna. That's Raven.
Yeah, good intentions, bad intentions. Never came with whatever. You know what I mean.
A few years ago, my girlfriend, who has been my best friend since second grade, came to me. She said she was dating this new guy. And I've been excited because she's never found the right guy. And I've been through all the ups and downs. And then she told me that he was 13 years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped me because he was, at the time, in his early 20s. And all I kept thinking is,
girl, what is you doing?
What are you doing? Like, this, you're not talking about, like, a fling and a good time. You want to have babies and get married. Like, this is a guy who hasn't even begun to live his life yet.
Now, 24 months later, Anna has finally accepted the fact that this person has a license, has an ID, can walk into a liquor store, can legally vote, and welcomed him over to her house for dinner.
Well, now what I've realized is
because he's 26 and a half.
Yeah, I realize, like, they're in love and they're happy and it's fine. And I always thought it was okay if an older guy did it to a younger girl, but it's a little bit stranger. But mostly it's because of the babies, I'll be honest. Like, that's the only thing that bothered me the most.
So it bothered you that he was younger because you wanted her to have babies?
Well, we both wanted her to have babies.
So it makes you so understanding of a guy when he's dating somebody so much younger?
I don't know, because she's got more time to have them. Like, we've got a clock.
So it's all about babies.
Science.
So everything's about babies, then, is what you're considering here. It's all about procreation, one way or the other?
Kind of. So I asked on Facebook, I said, what is the biggest age gap between you and your significant other? And Renee wrote, there was 27 years between my mom and dad. Wait for it. My mom is 76 and my dad will be 104 next month.
Oh my gosh.
What if you marry somebody younger and you live forever because they keep you young? I didn't even think about that. That's awesome.
Right. I mean, 104. Wow. Obviously, dude was pretty virile, right?
Yeah,
when you saw that guy at 70 and he ripped his shirt off, you were like, what? Let me get some of that.
1-800-330.
I'm 46 and a half. Don't rule me out, man.
99. It's Anna and Raven. What's the age gap between you and your significant other?
Oh, it's exactly 13, like she was saying.
Are you younger or older?
I'm older, and we've been married 14 years, and my daughter was 16 years old when I gave birth to my second daughter with my current husband.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Was he in your English class? Meaning you were Mrs. whatever your name was, and he was in the third row.
No, we met at happy hour. We both worked in the city near each other.
And what did you find to be the most, like, interesting thing about your relationship? And did you ever question it because you were, you know, significantly older than him?
I wouldn't tell my 13-year-old daughter, and my mother accused me of dating younger men so I wouldn't have to get married again.
So your mom was like, you don't have to take them seriously, and that's why this is easy for you.
Well, she, yes. If I dated people my own age, they wanted to get married,
right.
She thought I was going for younger men.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the age gap between you and your significant other?
18 years, and we're celebrating our 26th wedding anniversary today.
Yay.
Wow, congratulations today.
Happy anniversary. Are you older or the younger
one? Thank you. I'm the younger.
And what do you find to be the hardest part about dating somebody that much older than you?
They said it wouldn't work, and we made it work.
I love it.
Right. You versus the world type thing. At least you versus the IHOP menu. Listen, he's of age, and we're getting that root and tootin' fruity at a reduced cost.
1-800-330-9999. Who has the biggest age gap between them and their significant other? My best friend from second grade. She finally found a guy that she loves, and she's so happy, and he's 13 years younger than her. And at first, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, she's never been married. She still wants to get married, have kids. And I was like, he's still so young. He hasn't lived his life yet.
And then he came over for dinner the other night, and you gave him crayons and his own coloring book placemat there while you were there at the dinner. You decided by the end of it, he's really mature, and everything's going to be all right.
I think it's going to be all right. She's so happy. But it got me thinking, 1-800-330-9999. Who has the biggest age gap between them and their significant other? Hey, it's Yana and Raven.
He passed away. He was 17 years younger than me.
Oh, how heartbreaking then to lose them after that.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking. I'm so sorry.
Terrible. What was the thing that drew you two together?
Oh, he was hot and sexy. Let me tell you, he put the pep back in my step. You know, I said, I got shoes older than you, honey. I said, I don't stay close to my kids' age. So, but yeah, we would still be together if he wasn't killed in a car accident. But let me tell you, who needed Botox and liposuction? I didn't need the gym. I didn't need anything. Nope.
Dear, I feel like yours is the most honest call we'll receive all morning.
He was hot. My best friend is dating someone who is 13 years younger than her. And at first, I was really hesitant about it for a lot of reasons. Number one being, I know she wants to have a family, and I feel like she's lived her life. She's an independent, strong woman with a career, and he's still figuring it out in his early 20s.
Number two, the first time that you guys all went out in a group setting, he was not old enough to get in.
It's Anna and Raven. But I had dinner with him this past weekend, and it was great. And we had such a good time, and I've never seen her so happy.
Oh, and he's such a mature 26 and a half year old.
Well, I don't know. They're still partying a lot more than I am, let's just say, which probably is not a bad thing. But that leads us to 1-800-330-9999. What's the biggest age gap between you and your significant other?
17 years, and he's from Egypt, and he's Muslim, and I'm Christian.
Wow.
What a combo.
Where did you guys find each other?
Actually, we met online.
And
at MuslimandChristians.com.
Right, it's a new site there.
Separated by at least a decade, right?
Very similar to FarmersOnly.com.
I mean, who knew that one was going to be available at GoDaddy? I would have sopped that up earlier before. I'd be making money now.
Right?
Anna and Raven, what's the biggest difference between the age difference between you and your partner?
Actually, it's exactly the one that you're talking about right now. He's 13 years younger. I met him when I was 40. And we're now 12 years later, and I had my daughter at 44, so you've got plenty of time. Don't
yes!
worry.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. All right. Thank you so much for giving us hope.
I mean, who are you? You said you were done. You've had two. Your husband's the same age as you.
Oh, no. I am done having babies.
Right, so what are you talking about?
Thank you for giving us hope. For my best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you want a niece.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the age difference between you and your significant other?
He's 13 years older than me.
And what's the biggest difference of your age? Like when something happens, you think to yourself, that's how I know he's older than me.
When it's like a
song or something.
Right.
Or talking about the 70s.
Right.
The same thing happens to me around this building. I make all these jokes about these movies and nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I never know what he's talking about.
Right. Yeah. My wife feels the same way.
He always says, "Were you alive when this movie came out?"
Nope. The answer's no. And Raven, what's the age gap between you and your significant other?
We are 16 years apart.
Wow, that's like a whole trilogy of Star Wars right there.
Are you older or younger?
I was 2 when he graduated.
You were 2 when he graduated high school.
Yes.
It's so funny. When you start thinking like that, that's what it gets into your head. That's what I said to my husband. I go, when he was 12 years old, this is my friend's boyfriend, I go, we got married. Think about it that way. He was 12.
Right. Yeah. She was giving the toast at our wedding.
You want to chime in too? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. I'm having a bad week, but if anything good is going to come out of it, I'm going to save guys from making the same mistake that Raven and my brother-in-law made over the last few days.
Yeah. Okay. You, before you tell this story, I just want to prefix this by saying that I was walking by a room minding my own business.
Uh-huh.
And you laid a trap for me.
Okay.
All right. And then it's like a bear fall or like something like that with bamboo shards up in the bottom of it. You laid a trap for me.
Yeah.
And then when I walked over it, and I didn't even want to walk over it, I even resisted when you made me. But okay, now tell your story.
I'm Anna. That's Raven.
I'm so upset about this.
So I had a baby last November of 2018.
It was a while ago.
I had a baby.
Yep.
And I had gained a significant amount of weight from said baby.
Okay. Babies come on like that.
Okay. So I've put on some weight and I've been struggling to get it all off.
Right.
Now, it has been a difficult thing, as any new mother knows. To get rid of that weight is hard and, you know, it's been hard. But I've been battling it and trying to be quote unquote kind to myself. But I've been really proud of myself because, like, over the last few weeks, I lost about 5 pounds. And you know, like, when you lose 5 pounds, you feel like all of a sudden you're invincible and
like
that
you're
a supermodel. I'm a supermodel.
You're on your way.
Look at me. I ate a salad today.
Gonna be a great year. I'm crushing it.
Right. Let me get my skinny clothes out.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Right. So over the weekend, we were with my in-laws, and my brother-in-law grabs my arm and he squeezes the fat on my arm and he says to me in all seriousness, "You know us Zap boys like our girls a little thick." It's not funny, Raven. It's not funny.
I'm sorry. All right.
So I looked at him. I go,
"Say it again."
"You know us Zap boys like our girls a little thick." And I was like, "What? Come on. It's not funny." Raven just spit.
I just didn't expect
you spit
it.
All over the mic.
I didn't expect that.
So I was like, "Your brother loves me just the way I am."
Right.
What are you going to say in a situation like that?
What do you say that, right? You just have to keep it moving.
Right. And
not
I know
nice to say, brother.
But he's trying to be nice,
right.
But
he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it badly.
So, So now I'm in a meeting with two other women in this building.
Meeting. We're going to call that a meeting.
We were having a meeting.
You were having a gossip session.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you tearing on a public figure?
We were. Okay. This woman was so thin. Right?
Yes.
So we were having a discussion about how thin she was. And in comes in Raven. And we ask him, what does he think about women that are this thin?
They asked me whether or not this person was hot. And I said, no, they were not hot. I said that they were unhealthy, that I could see it in their psyche. And therefore, that's not an attractive person.
And then Raven looked at us. He's like, "You know, like you guys, you're healthy. You're healthy."
No. You guys said we're hotter than that, right? And then I said, you guys are healthier than that.
And then he says, "It doesn't matter because you girls are smart. It doesn't matter you girls are smart."
No, that's not exactly how I said it.
Two things you should never say. We like them thick, and it doesn't matter because you're smart. Like, that makes a difference?
I said you're not healthy like you're stocky.
Guys, like you're stocky. And then he tried to make up for it by saying stocky.
And then I said, I never wanted to stop in this room.
Gentlemen.
And I left.
Don't call women stocky. Don't call them smart when they claim that they're not super thin. And most importantly, don't say, we lack them thick.
But when they call you into a meeting, just keep walking.
Yep.
In your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
It's Anna and Raven. you're not on the Nextdoor app. It's an app that was created to really bring neighbors together.
Yeah,
so
you are missing out if you're not on
it
there.
It is fantastic. Because it's really been created so if something is going on in your neighborhood, you guys can discuss it. You can let each other know.
Sure.
Or maybe if you're looking for a new doctor or whatever be the case, it's there so your neighbors can basically help you out. Now, here's the thing. Your neighbors are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
straight
boy.
Crazy. And it straight makes crazy so much more entertaining when you can actually put a face to that crazy.
Yep. So what Raven and I like to do is take some of the conversations that happen on the Nextdoor app, and then we like to act them out for you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And this one was just a ball of excitement. Steve wrote, in quotes, "According to the National Institute of Health, hearing loss can easily begin at just 85 decibels of sound exposure."
Okay.
"Because air horns generate decibel levels much higher than 85, consumers must consider when the horn should be used." And then he continues, "And yet the driver of bus 39 used an air horn today to quiet our children, as there is still no monitor assigned on this route. Are we waiting for a child to be injured and the resultant lawsuit to get a monitor on board? I will be calling the bus company in the morning."
Of course they will be. I mean, this is the type of person who's taking the time to write a letter to the editor.
Mm-hmm.
Tina chimes in, "Tell your kids on the bus to behave and stop acting like unruly animals."
Here comes the hot take. There's always that one person that immediately has to contradict whatever the original thing says.
Of course!
Of course
there is.
That's
the whole point of a conversation.
And then Sarah answers on the thread, "I had no idea air horns were a big deal. They are so popular as sports games."
Where they've also made them illegal, by the way.
But, you know, but there's always that one person that's baffled by what's going on. They just ask questions. They don't really understand what's going on, but they have to be part of that conversation.
They're there for knowledge, not actually for gossip.
Yep.
Angela chimes in, "No disrespect, but have you ever been on a bus full of kids talking? Trust me, not one bus has kids that just talk and sit in their seats. Not saying an air horn is the solution, but trust me, parents, you have no idea the things that kids say and do when they are not around. If you heard the language, yes, even in elementary school, you would be shocked. I can PM you if you like. I will share the things that really go on in the bus."
Am I the only one that really wants to PM her to find out what really goes down on the bus?
I just want to know how she knows. Is she the bus driver? Is she just hanging around kids' buses?
Right. She just sits in the back
row.
That's
weird, too.
She's like, "I like just to listen to what's going on."
I mean, if you're getting paid to be there, that's one thing. But if you're bugging the bus, that's something totally different.
I read that and immediately wanted to go on a bus full of elementary school kids to see what really goes down.
No.
Steven writes, "I picked up school children in a bus when I ran a bowling alley and have experienced unruly children. I would pull the bus over and quiet them down before proceeding, not quote-unquote punish them."
Mm.
Is there anything scarier than when the bus driver pulls over?
I told you.
Oh, it's so scary.
I had that bus driver that he had 3/4 of a finger.
Right.
He was so old, and the skin was still as long as a regular length finger.
Right.
So it, like, hung over the nub of his finger.
Yep.
And he would point, and we would say, "It wasn't us! It wasn't us!" And then he would point to the roof with that finger, and then he would say, "Who was it? The man on the roof?"
Right.
It's only now as an adult that I say to myself, he used that finger on purpose.
Then there's always that guy, Raven, the one that has to stir the pot even more.
Right.
And Mark says,
"If they're animals, then they are animals. If they are animals, then they are animals."
Oh.
I'm just keeping it real. Problem is, you want to be politically correct and not actually try and solve the problem.
Girlfriend.
Animals are animals.
Boom.
I'll correct my language when you pay my share of the taxes.
Always a tax person.
If your kids are animals, then get what they deserve. I don't know what he meant there.
Get.
I think he meant that they get what they deserve.
I don't know.
If you knew how to raise your kids, they wouldn't be acting like animals on the bus.
I'm sorry, Mark. Always somebody that's got to chime in about their taxes.
So mad.
But my favorite person is Mindy, the expert that chimes in.
Oh, good.
"As an audiologist, I agree. Air horns should definitely not be used on the bus. Permanent hearing loss can occur, especially if a child's in close proximity to the horn. There needs to be another method."
Alan responds, "Taser?
Probably not the best way to go."
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday, a couple joins us, lets us know what's going on in their life, and then you're the judge as to who's right. Isabel and Jay. Isabel, let's start with you. What's going on?
I'm a little bit concerned about how aggressive my husband is with our tax write-offs. I told him that it's okay. We can include everything. We can have a professional take a look over them and make sure that we're all good at it's legal and not doing something that will get a penalty and it will be much worse.
I get it. You know what? I've had a discussion like this before with my wife. There's plenty of things where she's like, "Come on, that can't be right." And I'm like, "That's right. I've been audited."
So what's the problem? Like, why can't you just hire an accountant? What's his argument with that?
Because because he's aggressive. He's very adamant about not wanting to have anybody look at it. He just wants to submit it just as is. I just don't understand, if we prepare them all together, it will be all done. It shouldn't be that expensive just to have them review.
Jay, what's the big deal? I mean, somebody else signs their name to it, and then they're the ones that go to prison if it doesn't work out.
This is personal matter. I've done this at least 4 or 5 years. We've never been audited. I know what I'm doing. I have friends who know what they're doing and give me advice. We don't need an accountant. We don't need to waste the money on it. This is crazy.
I'm trying to protect us, honey. Like, you know that I have had friends that have gotten audited, and then it's much worse. Then you pay a penalty with interest, and then we have a higher debt. You're trying to save a little bit.
We haven't been audited. I'm careful. It's not like I'm buying a yacht and saying it's for business. I'm careful with it. We don't get too crazy.
I know, but I mean, what it is, a couple of $100s to get a professional that everything that
a couple $100s to few meals.
Okay.
I mean, it's not worth it.
It is worth it. I don't want to jeopardize our future and savings.
What we do here, guys, is we actually ask our audience about it, and I'm curious what they have to say. Do they agree with Isabel? And if they do, Isabel, then you have every valid right to want to hire a professional accountant to look over all the things that your husband's writing off to see if they're valid or not. But they may agree with you, Jay. You've got it under control. You know what you're doing, and why spend the money if you don't need to? You guys,
yeah, why spend the money to tell a guy that he agrees with me? It makes no sense.
Unless he doesn't.
Are you afraid that he won't agree with you, and that's why you are so adamant not to hire one?
How about we take it to the audience? You guys want to hear what they have to say?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Great. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Isabel says that she wants to hire a professional accountant to do the taxes this year because, well, it's been questionable in the past, and she says it's really only a matter of time before they get audited.
Mm.
But her husband, Jay, says, nope. I got this. I'm going to do it the same way I've been doing it for the last 4 years. Don't even worry about it.
Well, he's aggressive with the taxes, and she's more conservative. And a lot of times, this is the way it is in a couple. So having a professional take a look, I mean, it usually can't hurt. However, you know, nobody does that for free. So yeah. I get it. You want every dollar.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
I'm 100% on Isabel's side. Just because they haven't been audited in 4 years doesn't mean they won't. The IRS can go back 3 years per return. And then if they find a mistake, they can actually go back as far back as they want.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like 3 years is fake. I've been audited myself before, and I feel like it was at least 5 years prior to that, too.
You got
audited? If you bought and sold a house or anything like that, like, they'll go back and look at those years extra tight. Yeah, I got audited.
I've never been audited, knock on wood.
And I won.
Oh,
I'm
good.
The champion. I'm the one friend of yours that won the audit.
You're the
they
champion.
They said I owed him like $5,500. 5 years interest. I wrote him a check for $250.
All right.
Suck on it, federal government.
See, a little bit aggressive. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Isabel says it's been a miracle that they haven't been audited yet, and this is the year they hire an accountant to do their taxes. Her husband, Jay, says, no way. We're going to do it my way, save the money. Those people are crooks.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, listen, there's always somebody who's a little bit more reserved than the other. Chances are he's probably not that risky, but if the only way to know is to get somebody else involved, why not?
Couples Court with Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because her signature is going on that tax document, and it'll be the cheapest couple of bucks he spent once she takes it to accountant. If it's just his pride that's injured, she takes it to accountant. He comes out looking right. He'll never have to do it again.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you go 1 year and you get affirmation of the things you were doing, then you can kind of move forward with confidence.
Right.
I mean, I have a guy, my accountant's fantastic, but he does get more expensive every year. But that's, you know, that's just kind of the way it works, I guess, the more you have going on.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I got to go with the guy. He seems like he knows what he's talking about with his taxes. He seems like he took the time to figure out exactly what he was doing. So I really think that he should take the benefit and just do his own taxes.
You know what I like to do is during the interview process with a CPA, Anna, mm-hmm. I like to see how many creative things he can write on a calculator when he holds it upside down in front of me.
That's how you determine if he's a good
double hockey sticks. Look at this guy; he is good.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. I've been doing my own taxes for 4 years using an online app, and you can actually pay for a feature that someone checks it over for like $50, so you're actually protected.
All right, yeah, good.
Yeah,
good
no,
to know.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, as long as there's somebody else to go to prison and deal with the different things you have to deal with in the washroom and stuff like that besides yourself, then it's always a good idea to have some help.
Exactly. You just, there's another added feature right online, and it just says, well, we'll look it over for you, and they take responsibility.
The verdict is in. Jury forming. What are the results?
And Isabel, our audience agreed with you. If it makes you feel better to hire an accountant to make sure everything is on the up and up, then you're right. And Jay, if you're not doing anything illegal, no one saw what the big deal was.
You have a bunch of scared listeners. You have a bunch of scared listeners. Come on.
It's not scared listeners. It's people that are prudent and sensible. Everything is correct.
No, they're just lazy. And they just want to pay someone else to do their work. That's it.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the show today. And Jay, yeah, you lost. You know, you got to kind of suck it up and get that accountant this year.
Yeah, well, she could pay for it then. I'm not paying for it.
Right. Let it come out of her side.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happens when you file taxes together. Next year, maybe we should file separately.
I don't think you can.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not possible unless you're telling me something else right now.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven.
Liz, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, get out of there.
Good luck, Liz, I think.
I like it. All right, Liz, here how it works. Raven is walking out of here. When that door finally closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
I am ready.
Number 1, a Silence of the Lambs spinoff series is coming to CBS. What actress originally played Clarice?
I don't know.
Number 2, Joker leads the way with 11 Oscar nominations. The Joker was also nominated for Best Actor. Who played the current Joker?
I don't know his last name.
Number 3, Gigi Hadid is a potential juror for the Harvey Weinstein trial. What is Gigi's profession?
She's a model.
Number 4, the New York Public Library's most checked out book of all time is the children's book called The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. The second most checked out book is The Cat in the Hat. Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Oh, my gosh.
Liz, who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
I know. I can see him. I can't.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Number 5, the Queen had a family summit to discuss Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's separation from the royal family. Who is Prince William's wife?
Kate Middleton.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Oh, my gosh.
How'd you do? I mean, that took forever. How'd you do?
Liz got 2 out of 5.
Oh, real good, Liz.
All right.
Here we go.
Number 1. A Silence of the Lambs spinoff series is coming to CBS.
Saw that. Heard about it.
What actress originally played Clarice?
The one and only Jodie Foster, and she was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Julianne Moore did an ample job filling in, but that's a character you cannot replace.
Number 2, Joker leads away with 11 Oscar nominations. Mm-hmm. The Joker was also nominated for Best Actor. Who plays the current Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix. He's a rare breed.
Yep. You guys are tied at 2. Number 3, Gigi Hadid is a potential juror for the Harvey Weinstein trial. What is Gigi's profession?
She's a model.
Yeah, that's right. You beat Liz. The best part is they asked Harvey Weinstein's, his attorneys if he would have a problem, and Harvey Weinstein said he didn't know who she was.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. And she has no idea who he is. That's the way that works, too.
Mm.
Right.
Number 4, the New York Public Library's most checked out book of all time is the children's book The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. The second most checked out book is The Cat in the Hat. Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss?
Oh, my gosh, I know that.
That's right. The world knows that. The world knows that one. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Liz. It's okay.
You can be speaking a different language and you know the answer to that.
Liz alone. Number 5.
All right, Liz.
I guess you know now. Liz didn't get that one right.
Right.
Yeah. Number 5. The Queen had a family summit to discuss Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's separation from the royal family.
Hmm.
Who is Prince William's wife?
Prince William's wife is Kate Middleton.
That's right. I'm sorry, Liz. He beat you 5-2 this morning.
It's Liz, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying, Liz. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Have a great day.
January, all about you this month. Little things that you can do to improve your life in 2020. Joining us today, it's Anna and Raven. It's Katie Krajcik. She is the owner of Paycheck Photography. I feel like everybody thinks they're a photographer now that we all have these phones that have all these different options. Like, I like to get crazy and go into portrait mode, and then believe I'm a professional photographer.
It's hard for me to admit this, but sometimes you can't tell the difference.
Don't say it out loud, girlfriend.
There's certain things that you know as a trained photographer that the average person doesn't. I'm constantly running after the kids trying to get good pictures of them. They're always awful. Blurry, they're not looking at me, or one's looking and the other's not.
I know it's hard, they're running around, but be aware of your surroundings. So if your kids are maybe near a window, can tend to be a little backlit. You know, you don't want it overexposed or backlit. So try to trick them, make them stand away from the camera. I take a lot of photos of pets as well, and like treats.
Right. I use bacon. That's what I was going to suggest, Anna.
Gee, I feel like my dog photos never really show how beautiful
bacon
she is.
No, bacon for the kids.
Oh, for the kids?
Yeah,
no.
Give bacon to the kids. Shake it.
Kids or dogs, I guess. And another big one, 2 is 1 and 1 is none. You want to have a backup camera because things do go wrong.
I don't even know how half the app works in the new iPhone, like portrait mode, natural light, all that scrolling and stuff. I'm just like, keep taking it.
Well, you just have to mess around. But I do like the idea of always having a backup because you never know what's going to happen. That happened to me at Disney World. I said to my family, I go, no one brings their phone except for mommy. Mommy's going to be the only one because I didn't want everybody on their phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? The first day, I dropped the phone in the bathroom and it shattered. Good. And then I didn't have any pictures.
Always bring 2 SD cards too, not 1. 2 SD cards, 2 cameras.
And what's our last tip?
Review your shot. Sometimes live mode can be worse. I don't know if you've ever notice that on the iPhone.
I sometimes take live photos and it goes into live mode and I don't even know how that happened.
Right.
To be honest. Yeah. You know?
Right.
Yeah, definitely review, go in there. There's all those buttons up top and underneath, and I'm not like a filter girl. I think you can do a lot of the things in the actual iPhone app. Definitely just always review your photos.
Do you think that people that use Photoshop are cheating?
I don't use Photoshop.
So yes.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
100%.
I'm not a big...
Losers. Right. I heard her say it.
There's something out there. It's called Lightroom. A lot of photographers will work off that instead of Photoshop.
As you can see, Anna naturally has the skin of Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful. Right. I never use the little blurry option on my Facetune app.
Never. I mean, there's a photo of us one time where half of my body is missing. Right. I love that photo. It's the best photo I've ever taken.
Do you think it works where you hold the camera up and you tilt it down? Like, whenever there's somebody that's taking a picture, my husband is the worst. I will never give my husband a camera to take a picture because he, like, does it straight and somehow he makes me add 70 pounds to what I actually look like.
I'm 3 feet wide in the photos Paul takes.
So I always have to lift up the camera, tilt it down, look up, stand on a tilt. Is that 100%. Like the universal thing that everybody does?
Not everybody does it, but everybody should. 100% high photo angle instead of Photoshop. I would go with that. That's more of the real look.
See, I knew high. I didn't know the angle.
You also don't want to get the double chins or, like, you know, your kids taking your photo upwards. Like, maybe less kid photos 2020. You know?
My favorite photos are me walking away.
Right.
I'm like, oh, look at how good I look here. They're like, I can't even see your face. I'm like, but my butt.
Right. Looks fantastic. Katie, we love all the work that you do. We know you do a lot for charity, for Make-A-Wish, Pride organizations. I want to thank you for coming in. Catch Katie online, paycheckphotography.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.